Hey guys, do you like this show? Are you enjoying it? Do you want to make one of your own? Well, let me tell you about Anchor, and Jay, you can help me out. It's so easy. Anchor makes it easy to do a show like this. First of all, it's free. There are creation tools that
I love it.
That allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. I love how simple it is to make content nowadays, and Anchor really makes it easy. Now you can even add any song from Spotify straight to your episodes. This is so cool. Possibilities are endless for what you can do and what you can create, whether it's music analysis, your own radio show, sports talk radio.
This is a real opportunity. I feel like the pandemic has kind of in many ways gotten us a little more creative in saying, what do we want to say? And let's move forward with that, even without the pandemic. And Anchor makes that easy for you.
Yeah, or maybe you want to do a show that the world's never heard before.
Right.
Well, get up off your butt and do it. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you as well, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. They're basically making it easy for you to do this thing. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast. What you got to do, it's so easy. Download the Anchor app, go to anchor.fm and get started. It is so easy. We love Anchor. Thank you for letting us do this.
Thank you for sponsoring our show, because again, they understand these guys are in the creativity business and they support other creative things. So we say support them because they support us.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Sklarbro Country, the virus edition, aka the Pandy Pods.
Aka brothers and friends, the means do not justify the ends.
Aka brothers and friends, the memes do not justify the ends.
There we go.
That's how we do it, guys. We're back in it. We're getting stories out to you, working hard to sort of do this during the time that we are writing the scripts for the Dumb People Town animated show.
Basically, we record a whole block of these, so we're constantly recording one, and then we get up and change our shirts, and then we come back here and we record another one.
So that's how we're doing it, but we want to make sure that we get the content out to you so that it gives you a breath in your day, just a moment to just breathe. We all need it. I need it. I know Jay does too. And that's what we hope to do with this show, by looking at stories that happened in the pandemic and trying to make fun of them.
So, and we got one today.
We got one.
Let's get into this. Okay. Look, we all want the vaccine, like yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, everyone but Jenny McCarthy.
Yeah.
But
she does not want it at all.
Still, if you're up for getting it, you'd be lying if you didn't want it immediately. I think that's what everybody
wants.
There's
not enough. I mean, that's the point. There's not enough supply.
And no, by the way, that doesn't have anything to do with the fact that Trump didn't order enough, that he ordered half. And then,
I mean, his response,
half of it went to Europe from Pfizer. Wasn't that what it was?
I think so. And, you know, I mean, his
response, like, you can get 200 million doses. He's like, nah, we'll just take 100 million, which they don't yet. Why would I want to oversupply my country, knowing full well that we're all going to...
Anyway,
100 million. So
not enough supply.
There's not enough supply. So people are stuck wanting the vaccine, and they have to get in line behind other groups that need it more.
That need it right now.
And when we say people are stuck behind other people, we are specifically meaning that people in their 20s, people in their 30s, people in their 40s, and yes, even people in their 50s are stuck behind the elderly, people who are frontline workers who are in hospitals.
I would put teachers and educators in front of that.
Right. And so if they're more exposed to the virus, they're more vulnerable to the virus, they deserve to get it first. No, I don't think anyone's going to argue with that. I certainly am not.
You cannot argue that point.
And I can honestly say that I'm okay with that. I know it's dangerous. I know we live in LA. I worry about it.
And you just have to be careful longer. That's what we have to do.
Look, I take risks. I go grocery shopping. We're rarely out in the world, but sometimes we are out in the world.
Right. It's still a risk. Our friend got COVID and his wife got COVID, and he's basically doing the exact same thing that we are. He's got two kids.
He's staying at home. He's writing from home.
And he got COVID. And it's like, yeah, it happens even if you're being super careful. So we understand the risks, but we're willing to wait longer just so that those people can get it.
I would rather wait until June, keep my life small, and still then, you know, if we do that until then, our mom can get the vaccine now.
Yeah.
That's a risk I'm willing to take so that she can get the vaccine.
And people like her.
We can do that. And look, we've been locked down for a year, right?
We know how to manage.
We can do this for another 4 or 5 months. Absolutely. We can hold our breath for that long.
That's right.
Well, I'll wait for the single shot of the vaccine to come out from Johnson.
Might even be better.
When has Johnson & Johnson ever steered us wrong?
Talcum powder.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Still, we're willing to wait. And by the way, that doesn't make us heroes. That
it's just being normal.
That's what it means to be normal. You say, okay, I have to wait in line. Millions of people, millions of us need to stand back
while other people can get vaccinated.
Okay. But there are a few asshats out there who are only out for themselves.
Can't stay back.
Can't understand that they need to get in the back of the line right now because they're the strongest. At this point, they're the least at risk of having a horrible complication come up.
And is it the worst thing in the world that this happens? No. But how much of assholes they are, it's just exponential versus what's actually happening.
It's magnified by the moment that we're in right now. Okay,
let's get into it.
A millionaire Canadian couple who secretly traveled to a remote community to receive a coronavirus vaccine meant for vulnerable and elderly Indigenous residents.
There you go.
May now face jail sentences for breaking public health rules.
Good.
I say good.
I like it.
And we all thought Canadians were all polite, right? Yeah.
Shame on you. Shame on you for your oversimplified views of Canadians.
Oh, yeah. And it makes it so much worse that they were millionaires,
that
right?
They came from privilege and assumed that they can just take what belongs to other people.
Hey, what? It works for business.
Yeah.
Why can't it work in the real world? Because it can't. Because
that's not the way this thing is working right now.
If we ran the country like a business, that was the argument for Trump. He's going to run the country like a business and then everything. That's not how the country works.
I would have been cool if he ran it like a business, just any business that was different from the businesses that he's run before he got in there.
But he ran it like a business, meaning I'm going to run it like with using fear. I'm going to fire everyone around me when I don't feel like they're being loyal or do. That's not how you run a country. That's not how you run a vaccination process. It's not strongest survive. Let me put my foot on your neck while I step over you and move forward in line. That's not how we're going to get through this.
So we're going to let the public, which if we are going to run this like a business, be like the consumers, and we'll see how they treat you after this information comes to
light.
And
then you're going to get caught.
Going to be a backlash.
Caught, now there's a backlash and it's in your face.
We'll see where privilege gets you at that point.
Casino executive Rodney Baker and his wife Ekaterina Baker.
Yeah. Ekaterina, Russian mail order bride.
Is that what she is?
Maybe.
No, she's an actor.
That's almost worse.
It's worse. Were widely condemned after it emerged that they had chartered a plane to a remote community in the Yukon Territory.
Yeah.
Oh, in the Yukon.
Oh, the Yukon.
Where they posed as local motel employees to receive the vaccine.
So they knew what they were doing was wrong. So much so that they had to pose as someone else to get the vaccine in front of other people who needed it.
This is them to everyone else in line. Come on. You know, guys. You know us. We're from the local motel.
We're the
motel.
Designer white couple that own the motel over
we
there.
We have the Prada purse. We don't even own it. We just work in the hotel.
That's just a knockoff.
I just have really nice shoes.
Sure, she's got a very expensive
pedicure. We've been there for years. You don't remember us?
We're there.
What's the name of the motel?
It's the old motel.
We work there. I just put my head down and I work. Jesus. They were fined $2,300.
$1,800 US.
For violating Yukon Civil Emergency Measures Act.
Which, by the way, that's a drop in the well for these guys.
That's not enough.
I feel like this town should get full use of their plane.
So the community leaders were like, yeah, this is insignificant to this couple who have tons and tons of money.
There was a mapped out plan. They posed as someone else.
They knew what they were doing.
Yes.
They thought, we'll just slide up here in the Yukon territories and no one's going to know.
By the way, it's worse if there's pre-planning and how much pre-planning is done.
Right. Like if you wander upon, like you're in, let's say they were walking around Toronto and they see around the
corner. What's going on over here?
Oh, yeah. And you just get in line and then you're like, no one's asking me any questions. And all of a sudden you get vaccinated.
That's wrong.
That's somehow less, I think, it's less premeditated.
Right.
You just did it. Baker resigned from his position as a casino executive on Sunday.
He's a casino guy. Yeah, he took a risk.
Yeah, so he's also a very honest guy. We know
he
that.
He bet on red and he lost. Let's just be honest there. And also, you know how much you have to F up to resign at a casino?
Right. Like you could beat a guy with a baseball bat while he's on the telephone or beat him with the telephone. Like in the movie
Casino. Beat Don Rickles till he's dead with a payphone.
Records show he made $45.9 million profit on stock options over the past 13 months.
So he's just playing with house money at this point.
Yeah.
I think this guy should have to pay for all the neighboring towns to get vaccinated.
I think I have another pitch for what he should do.
We'll do that.
Amid growing outrage, the Yukon Community Services Minister announced on Wednesday that the couple's tickets had been stayed and they had been served with a notice to appear in court.
Yeah, keep them up there. Small town the hell out of
them. Make them stay in the hotel where they claim to work.
They should have to work there.
They should have to work there.
The Yukon Hills have eyes.
If convicted, they could serve up to 6 months in jail. I'd like to see that.
they should become indentured servants to the town.
That's okay.
Like they should be able, anybody in town should be able to ask them to do anything.
Right? They didn't think they'd get backlash. They got backlash on top of this. I have to say, I'm outraged by this selfish behavior.
I'm outraged by it.
All of us as UConners are outraged, Minister John Stryker told reporters on Wednesday. I find it disturbing that people would choose to put fellow Canadians at risk in this manner.
Yeah.
This is how Americans behave.
Yeah. What are they, American?
That was the insinuation. You know, he didn't say it.
He made it Canadian, but he's right.
We know better up here in Canada.
Can you argue with him?
They should be, by the way, these two people, the last people in Canada to get the vaccine.
Everyone should get the vaccine before these guys.
The band Glass Tiger should get it before these guys.
The Sundin twins, who are healthy as horses, they should get it.
Gordon Lightfoot should get it before. Gordon Lightfoot probably already has it.
I bet Lightfoot. His young wife, whose only job is to walk on stage and spray his throat with chloroseptic.
That's how they gave him the vaccine. He didn't even get a shot. They just sprayed it into his neck.
Sprayed into his neck.
It's weird that I still can't believe these guys are Canadians.
Yeah, it's almost that much more of a breach that
I'm sure there are Canadian assholes out there.
I'm sure. The place is crawling with French people. If you go up to Quebec, yes.
Quebec City, fine. Like, I'm sure there are tons of French assholes right there.
But fly up to the Yukon, Jay.
This feels like something a real housewife from Orange County would do. Am I right?
To try and get away with it.
It doesn't feel Canadian. All right, sorry.
Let's take a break.
Let's take a break.
When we come back, we're going to find out Jay's solution further, what he thinks these people should do. And we're going to find out more of their plan right after this.
I don't know if you guys have been on board with this yet. If you haven't, you got to get on board. The Stereo app. It's free. You download it for free. Follow Randy Sklar or Jason Sklar on that app. Randy and I engage in conversations. Sklarbro Country, the virus edition conversations on Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific time, Wednesday at 3 p.m. on Pacific time. And we get to engage with you guys. It is so much fun. It is unlike any other live performing that we do. It's somewhere between live radio show performance mixed in with the meet and greet that's happening throughout the show. You guys get to ask us questions through voice memos and we directly respond to you. We get to hear your voices for the first time. What have we been craving? We talk about this on the show so much on Sklarbro Country, the virus edition. We are missing community. We are craving that connection and community. We're going to now give you a place to come every week, Monday and Wednesday, to come together as a community and hang. And I think we can get 1,000 people to do this. Randy, tell them how to do it.
I think we can. You can download the free Stereo app in your app store or go to stereo.com/Randy Sklar. Follow me, stereo.com/Jason Sklar. Follow Jay. Whenever we post a link in our social media, just click through it, join that Stereo app, download it. It's free. You're going to see uncensored opinions. That's what you're going to hear. And it's exclusive content. Jay, this is unlike anything we do. And I love it because it is so special. It feels so intimate, us interacting with you guys, the fans. Again, we hear a voicemail from our friend Sarah Dunn in Ireland, and we freak out because we're like, she's listening to the show right now. And then so is TJ Lancaster. And so is Stephen Elton Yates, and so is Huddletron, and so are just so many of you guys.
So is Charlie Shulman.
Charlie Shulman, Tam Brown, all of our fans who listen to the show, we love hearing from you, and it just excites us to no end. So build that community, download the free Stereo app, and do it right now. And I just can't wait to do more of these shows Monday and Wednesday, 3 p.m. West Coast time. We'll see you for the after party.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. Tickets are going for the Live Dome People Town. It's going to be so much fun. I'm so excited for this. Jack Black, Open Mic Eagle is the musical entertainment.
February 27th is Saturday night. We got plans. We're still on lockdown. Here's a way to have a safe, COVID-friendly night and a live comedy show in your own house.
Go to eventbrite.com, look up Live Dome People Town. Also, while you're there, get tickets for our stand-up. March 20th, we're going to do a headlining set of comedy. We're very excited. It's been a while since we've done it. Got a lot of new stuff we're going to put out there and some good old ones for you, too. All right? That's March 20th, eventbrite.com, Sklar Brothers stand-up. Check that out. And then Stereo app. Guys, the Stereo app, we're doing it Mondays and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. West Coast time. Just follow us. Get the free Stereo app. Sign up for it. Follow us, Randy and Jay, and follow our conversations. And then we're doing Dumb People Town on Tuesdays at 4 p.m. West Coast time. And then Friday, Talk Sports. We Talk Sports, 3 p.m. It's a blast. So do all that. Let's jump back in.
Talk Sports, Sports Talk. All right. So we're talking about this Canadian couple, the Bakers.
That flew up to
millionaires.
The
he was a casino guy, yeah. And he later resigned from his job. But he made $45 million.
Again, you know when a casino is telling you to step down that you done effed up.
That's right. The Bakers are each charged with failing to self-isolate for 14 days and failing to act in a manner consistent with their declarations upon arriving in the Yukon.
They lied. They impersonated somebody else.
So wait, this is even worse. There is a chance that they went up there. They didn't isolate for 14 days. So not only did they jump the vaccine line in this indigenous community's vaccine.
They could have given people COVID.
They could have brought COVID from wherever they came from to a bunch of people who need to be vaccinated.
If it spreads up there, I think we can all blame the Bakers.
Yes. Yeah. And I saw the pictures of these jerks and
it was his idea.
It was definitely
his idea.
He looks like he's in a Nickelback cover band.
Quarterback.
Everyone in the band played quarterback, Canadian football quarterback.
Yeah. They could all throw it 110 yards, which is the length of the
You look at her and she looks like she's trapped in something she can't figure out how to get out of.
Well, she's an actress. She should be able to figure out how to get out of anything.
She can't act her way out of a paper bag, obviously.
There you go.
Because she couldn't pull this thing off. They are due to appear in a white...
Yeah, if you're such a good actor, you should have been able to do a great job of acting like your...
He couldn't act. It was his dumb idea. She was carrying it off. I'm blaming Nickelback.
All right. Quarterback.
They are due to appear in a White House court on the 4th of May. And I hope it's like a real indigenous people's court. Like
outside.
Yes. On horses.
A tribunal.
Yes. Let's go by tribal rules here. Stryker confirmed that the Royal Canadian Mounted Police are also investigating the couple's actions. Yeah.
Let them ride up on horses on these bitches.
That's right. Use force.
There you go.
Use some Canadian
Trample
force.
Trample them with a moose.
Oh, yeah. A mobile vaccine team was dispatched to Beaver Creek because of its limited health care and elderly population, many of whom belong to the White River First Nation.
So these are, again, people who are native to the land.
Right.
They didn't come there from...
I'm
going
to add many of whom don't want rich city people flying up to their remote community
and taking
their life-saving vaccines from them.
Their precious doses.
Stryker said members of the First Nation said they felt violated by the couple's behavior.
Yeah. Like fans at a Nickelback concert.
They felt violated. Which also prompted officials in the territory to change the criteria for vaccine eligibility. They got a no-assholes policy now. Plus, anyone whose health card is issued outside of the territory will need to demonstrate proof of residency, he said. How about look at these two white people?
Who don't fit.
They don't look like they're native to the land. They right. don't. They're more white river than White River First Nation. Am I right?
They're white first than River Nation.
They're white first than the River Nation
second.
There
you go. That's right.
That's it. Stryker said that he heard that the couple had not made any attempt to apologize to the First Nation.
Why would they need to? They're millionaires. Millionaires don't apologize to people.
They don't have to apologize for anything, right? Canada's Indigenous Services Minister, Mark Miller, this guy.
Why would this guy be the Indigenous Services? No, can it be a...
Right? It should have been like someone with a name that
Flying
fits.
Dove.
Yes. Chorus of criticism saying, I understand these people are wealthy and I won't tell them what to do with their money. But, you know, perhaps reparations are due at some level.
Yeah.
This might be the most Canadian response I've ever heard in my life.
It's so qualified.
It is. I understand they're wealthy.
I am not wealthy.
I won't tell them what to do with their money because I'm not confident with those types of money decisions.
It's
not a slap on the wrist. It's like
a graze, a
brush of the wrist. Perhaps they should be spending some. Perhaps. Bring the hammer down, Miller.
Make them work at the hotel. Make them buy the motel.
Make them work at the motel, promise them the vaccine, and then give them a placebo.
There you go.
That's what I say you do to these people.
Yep.
Because if you're going to lie and you're going to go up to Canada and you're going to look like you're in a Nickelback cover band called Quarterback, you don't deserve it. You deserve a placebo. You deserve to think that you got the vaccine, and you deserve to go last in line in Canada. To quote Ronnie James Dio, who I don't think was Canadian.
No.
You're the last in line.
That's it. Yeah, there you go.
That was
last in line. There you go. They should be the last in line. All right, that is the show. Guys, that is stay connected, stay protected. Don't get infected.
This is not a hoax.
But we got the jokes. Don't jump a line when you shouldn't be in that line.
Yes.
Let's be orderly about this and get the right people vaccinated so that eventually it becomes your turn. See you tomorrow. La-dee-da. La-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da. La-dee-da-da.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.